We're inspired by one of our listeners who are lamenting some of the food establishments that aren't around Perth anymore.
Good email.
So we ask you, what do you miss? Caroline, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good. What would you like to see back?
I'd like to see Louis, and it was at the bottom of that beautiful deco building in the city. I think it's on the it was on the corner of, was it Howard Street and...
Yes. It's got a different name now. Right down the bottom, opposite where Elizabeth Quay is now.
Yes, correct, Baz. Mm. Yes, and it was so old world and silver service, it was just beautiful to go to.
Okay, well, maybe someone who's entrepreneurial will be listening to this, thinking there's a theme here.
Bring that back.
Yeah, Simon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. What would you like back?
Mama Maria's in Northridge.
You know, there's quite a few people that are voting for that on the SMS. What was so good about Mama Maria's, Simon?
Oh, just some special memories there with my wife, and they used to do great pastas. The seafood linguine was top.
Top of the was. Mm. All right, good on you, Simon. Got a lot of support, as we said on the SMS. Muzza.
Yeah, boys, two quickly ones. One near the Balmoral East Park, it's been many years ago, called the Kitchen Sink. It was a burger place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the iconic Hamburger Hill.
Oh, Hamburger Hill, of course.
There's quite a few people mentioning those iconic Hamburger Hills.
Mm. That was at the back of the Crown, wasn't it?
It was.
Back of Burswood at the car park.
Not that long ago, it disappeared. G'day, Phil.
Yeah, g'day, Steve. G'day, Baz. The one that I used to go to years ago, and you probably remember this, was the Hindquarter Steakhouse.
Oh, yes.
Sure do.
Yeah, is that gone?
That's gone. I don't know what it is now, but you had to cook your own steak, but it was great because you could pick your rumps, your porterhouses, your sirloins, and cook it yourself over a hot grill. Fantastic.
That was on Canning Highway in South Perth.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good stuff. Yeah, no worries. The Windsor Hotel had similar.
Yeah, but the Windsor's still there, though.
And the Gossies Hotel. I'm pretty sure you can still cook your steak up there.
Yeah,
well, last
time
I was up there.
Do you remember the oyster beds down in East Fremantle?
Oh, there's another one.
How good was the oyster beds? Uncle Con used to take us. We would load up on the oyster smorgasbord. We put them out of business, I reckon.
I couldn't afford to go there. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Gazza, Bazza, and Millsy.
Yes. Mark, what have you got?
I want to bring back Tito's Pizza Bar in Murray Street near Pinocchio's opposite Beethoven.
That was
awesome.
I bet you
used to... That was the best place.
On the way in to have a pizza or on the way out of Pinocchio's?
Both.
Yeah. What was the joint that had all the kind of puppets in the pizza place, where they had moving puppets? Do you remember that? That was in the city.
Yeah, that was the Showtime Theatre.
Yeah.
That place, yeah. The Pizza Hut Showtime Theatre.
That's
been long gone. There was a Woolies there after that.
But did they puppets move?
Yeah, and they'd do a show on the stage while you're eating your pizza.
There should be more of that. Late at night.
I went once as
maybe
a kid.
X-rated type of puppet
show. They used to pump it up. It wasn't that good. It was stupid, actually.
Oh, really? Karen, good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Karen.
Linwood Arms. Where we got married.
Or
had the reception.
Yep.
And Riverton Hotel.
Yeah, the Riverton. Two good places. You used to get a good feed at both those joints. Yeah, I remember going there many a time.
Jody?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I haven't heard it mentioned yet. Mm. And it's got to take the cake. 1954, West End of Fremantle, Nella and Frank open the doors of the old Roma.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's lined up down the street. There's never been a restaurant anywhere like it since.
There's
accolades were paid to the matriarch's death.
Mm. Yeah, that's
true. The Capri. You going to say the Capri?
I'm going to say the one on South Perth.
Oh, the little one?
The little one on the corner. Have you been there? People do line up for that every day.
Oh, yeah. On the corner of Angelo, is it?
Yes.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Well done, you've got it.
I tell you what, the Roma, though, what an institution.
It was, yeah. And it was cheap.
Sad day when it closed its doors.
Maxie.
Hi, good morning. Well, long time ago, the Heidelberg in Hay Street.
Oh, yes.
With Joe the waiter and the Langan Barton, and what a wonderful place.
He used to wear that big key around his neck.
Yeah.
The wine cellar, Millsy. The wine master. I used to remember taking girls. I was in my courting days there, and I remember taking a girl there, and Joel, one of the waiters there, he said, you're looking very cute. You must be ready to get married. I said to him, Joel, it's a different girl. So
he was trying
to do his best. I used to have the Schnitzel Heidelberg, which was a flash name for the Schnitzel Parmigiana.
Mm.
G'day, Ernie.
G'day, mate. 33 years ago, took my wife to Granny's by Gaslight. It was on Stirling Highway.
I remember the name of that.
Granny's
yeah.
by Gaslight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Granny's by Gaslight. It was great. It was
what
very
did you eat
quaint.
There?
Oh, all sorts of food. And obviously the big thing was that you had your own little booth and you ate by Gaslight.
Oh, that's right. I remember that one, Ernie. Good on you. That's
that'd,
a good one.
That'd work now.
Oh, I don't know. Do you remember the Hawker's Hut in Leederville? Hawker's Hut was a winner on the corner. I think Flight Centre's there now.
Really?
That was a beauty.
Quite a few coming on the SMS. We'll go through those in a moment. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I believe the Charlie Brown's Pizza at the top end of Hastings is just down from the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Yes. Charlie Brown. That's a memory for a lot of people too, Terry. Good work. Hello, Neil.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, mate.
The first one was Hey Bistro in the old Wellington Street Market.
Yes.
With Jose and Tani. And the other one, of course, the lady mentioned the Roma. The Capri was just down the road from
yeah,
the Roma.
Yeah, the Capri was pretty good.
Yeah,
too.
Good times.
Well done. Now, the peninsula in Maylands kept getting burnt down, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's quite true. Few stories about that, which we won't go into at this point in time. A lot of hamburger joints have mentioned.
No, quite right. Brett and also Dean said the Mediterranean in Rockaby Road. The Mediterranean is now Julie Bishop's electoral office.
Yeah. The old Breakwater Tavern, $3 schooners and jugs of illusions,
mm-hmm.
says Corey of Clarkson.
Braden wants to bring back Dan, the hot dog man. Did we work out he's still going or he's finished?
Oh, I think he's gone. Wimpy's, you remember Wimpy's?
Yeah, I do remember Wimpy's.
Jetty's at Hillary's.
Acapulco Annie's, Mexican on Wanneroo Road, Chewett Hill.
And Carl at Belmont says, you know, I heard you talking about Pizza Showtime Restaurant.
Mm.
I still have a token coin that you purchased to play video game.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think you can use it anymore.
A lot of great calls. Keep them coming on the SMS 19999677, and we'll whack it up on our Facebook page. If we've missed some, have your say there. We'll remind everybody early on Monday morning.